This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Gordon Gano.
We thought we would have been much less successful or popular, or much more. And yet we had 25 years of being very much in between.
Gordon Gano and his band, The Violent Femmes, released their self-titled debut in 1983. The album caught on by word of mouth and went platinum 10 years after its release. Young people latched on to the Milwaukee trio's manic energy, acoustic simplicity, and tales of sexual frustration and alienation. Gano wasn't your average punk rocker either. The son of a minister, he was clean-cut and approachable. Gordon Gano is still making music. He's just released his second solo album, a project with the Ryans called Under the Sun.
I gave you everything. I gave up everything. Under the sun. I gave you everything. I gave up everything. And everyone.
I lived in the Midwest for basically from I would say I did 10 to 20 in Wisconsin, which I'm very fond of Wisconsin. I don't mean to put it down. I really like, there's a lot of good people and a lot of good things in Wisconsin. And also that's when I first started really writing songs regularly and then wanted to do this thing of have a musician's life. There wasn't any doubt in my mind. I had that total belief that this is what I would be doing. And that's when Violent Femmes got together. Those guys were really from there.
Come on, Dad, give me the car tonight. Come on, Dad.
The Violent Femmes came to represent this teen angst.
I got this girl. I wanna.
Does it feel at all liberating to kind of give up that identity, or had you given it up in your mind a long time ago?
I haven't held on to any. I even thought at the time when I was a teenager that this wasn't teenager music that I was writing and doing. But one thing you mentioned, the teen angst, and I don't think that word was used in the English language until Violent Femmes' first album. A couple of times I've asked people, and maybe I won't ask you directly, because but I can be asking anyone that's listening to this. If that's primarily, I think that's about a sexual frustration, or there's a lot of that with this idea of a teenager. Well, does sexual frustration end when you're no longer a teenager? And anyone I've ever asked that to, only a couple of times on this subject, they'll go, oh, okay, good point. It doesn't end. I really, really like the old hymns. They're so well written. And getting into second and third verses, they're just like so well crafted. And I love a good old hymn.
Certainly a lot of religious references and biblical references make their way into your music.
Yes, there'll be biblical and scripture references, sometimes very close to quotes. That'll be in different songs that I've written over the years, and then also on this new record. With this song, Ohola Oholiba, it's from a chapter in Ezekiel, which I even mentioned it in the song, and it's really what's in the scripture. Shockingly, it's what's in the scripture.
There were two sisters, so I heard. You can read about them in the word of Ezekiel.
Do you read the Bible regularly?
Yes, I do. I pretty much every day would read some scripture, and it definitely does something for me, and that's why I do it.
In listening to the album, your voice comes across differently. There's like more emotionality in your voice.
I agree, and my mother agrees. She's given me that report as well. I'm doing more vocally on this record, and I hadn't had a new record come out in some years, so there's also an age thing that changes. Or even if people know the first album, I was 18 when that was recorded, so the voice of an 18-year-old, or now, I always have to, it's crazy, I always have to quick do the math, 46. So it's a different voice. It's a different voice.
Gordon Gano, his new album with the Ryans is called Under the Sun. For A Musician's Life, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.